This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel goes out on a regular basis over the internet, over the Radio Missions radio, and over all many, many, many radio stations. And also, we have our regular services here on Sunday morning, 11 o'clock for the worship hour, 10 o'clock for the Bible school, Sunday night, Wednesday night. A lot of folks have discontinued those services, but we haven't felt led to do that, because we only have one object in mind, that's to preach the gospel. But we're bringing you these studies now, have been for several weeks, on the coming of our Lord, second coming, and it's been precious studies. I want to kind of review just a moment this morning, Monday morning, where we left off Friday. And we just thinking about the modern church, you know, in a sense. But let's go back and start from scratch this morning. Over 2,000 years ago, 2,000 and some years ago, God sent his son into this world. The devil, we're looking at this study on the second coming of Christ in connection with the tribulation, the great tribulation. We're going to see that. You just stay with us, if you will. The devil, Satan, offered Christ the rulership of this world in partnership with himself if he would only bow to him as supreme. That's always been his motive. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Satan failed. The Son of God was crucified there on Calvary's cross as a sacrifice for sin. I ask you folks, oftentimes I ask my congregation here, do you know anything about a substitute? Oh, my friend, the only way an individual can be saved is to have a substitute. Someone has to pay your sin debt. We've gotten away, I know that, and we're going to talk about that a little later. We've gotten away from the old truths of God's Word, how that man is a sinner. He has to be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. We've gotten away from that. But, my friend, the Son of God, Christ, was crucified on Calvary's cross as a sacrifice for sin. He arose from the grave and ascended back to the right hand of his Father and took his seat upon the throne and gave us eternal life, made it possible for you and me, wherever you are this morning, up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in Hoboken, New Jersey, Hoboken, New York, wherever, Jersey City, wherever you are. We have folks listening all over the country. And then that's one of the things I appreciate, as many of you folks have written me. I praise the Lord for you. Before Christ went back to heaven, he established his church, founded upon that rock, Christ. Oh, we know the fallacy there, that the Christ was formed upon the Catholic Church. No, we know better than that. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and took up his abode in the church. And the church went forth to witness for Christ and to call out his elect for salvation. Yes, I said that right. Call out his elect. The devil at once sought to tempt the church, rendered it powerless in her testimony of a crucified, buried, and risen Lord. Now, you know, my folks, Satan doesn't care how religious you are, just so you don't get to Christ, just so you don't lean upon the Lord entirely, fully, so you don't trust him with your soul's salvation. Satan offered her, the church, the same old temptation that he offered Adam there in the Garden of Eden, and offered the Son of God in the wilderness, that is, the rulership of this world. And that wasn't Satan's to offer, my friend. Finally, the church yielded to temptation over a period of time, and the church and the world were married. They became one. That's what we have today, my friend. The church repudiated the attitude of separation from the world in her pilgrimage through the world, and as a result, drifted into spiritual darkness, filled her pathway with the blood of martyrs, and ushered in what is known as the Dark Ages. Speaking of martyrs, we have that gracious book here in our bookstore entitled Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's a large book, and it tells of many of the old divines who suffered for the Lord, many of those who were burned at the stake, many who were shot through and hung, all of those things. It's very graphic, and if you're interested in it, call me. I'll quote you a price on it. Fox's Book of Martyrs. Oh, my friend, I can hardly read it without breaking down. It just knowing how shallow and how we are today, with no love for the Lord enough to die for Him. No, you wouldn't find nobody hardly today that would die for the sake of the Lord. No, would you? I don't believe so. But listen, let's go back. Some 400 years ago, the Reformation broke out, and the Protestant Church went forth with a rallying cry. The world's conversion. The Church sought the spiritual conquest of the world, and through the gospel, and failed. Yes, failed. Today, the professing Church is making an alliance with the world. With the world thought and world culture, and is preaching what is known as a social gospel. Oh, my friend, I've lived a long time, and I've seen things happen. I do. And I stay amazed. I'm amazed at how shallow and how unspiritual our churches are today. What everything goes, let's put it like that. Nothing is wrong. Oh, but listen, it's said that she may get more influential grasp upon the world. Join the world and get that grasp on the world. This is a satanic to the core. First of all, let me stop here. Are you one of those who does not believe in Satan and satanic force? If so, my friend, is a living, real person. That's right. Now, I mentioned occasionally that we have a series of studies that I brought on Satan, the God of this world. There's 19 CDs there, and I'm offering them to you for $1 a piece plus postage. 19 messages on Satan, the God of this world. My friend, we've been breastfed, as it were, that lie that Satan is an individual with a long red flannel suit on and pitchfork in his hand and a long tail. No, my friend, Satan is the God of this world. Satan, let's go back and look. Satan originally was called Lucifer there in heaven. He was the highest created being. I think we need to learn some things, folks. How about your children? Are you teaching them anything? Are you? We have good, sound literature here in our bookstore. If you just sit down and write me or call me, I'll send you some of it. Setting forth the doctrines of grace, setting forth who Satan is, what Satan, where he came from. But he was the highest created being in the heavens, known as Lucifer, and he was the prince and power of the air. He led the worship. Now, I don't understand the mind of God, neither do you. But, my friend, that's a reality. And when sin entered, I don't know how it entered, but pride had a large part in it. He was proud of who he was and proud of how he looked and how beautiful he was. And sin entered into his life. And let me tell you something, folks. When sin takes hold of an individual, that's what we see in today on this crime scene we have, this dope scene, this drug scene. We have all that illiteracy scene. We see this fornication scene. We see the adulterous scene that's on the land today. Satan is this head of all of those things, my friend. And Satan makes it attractive to our young people. Oh, my friend, I saw in the paper the other day where they were cracking down on the strip joints in New Orleans because they said there was too many of them. I believe they said on Bourbon Street there were 17 strip joints. That's where those young girls, they want them to be young and healthy, and they dance and all of those things, take their clothes off, and people flock there. And my friend, listen, that's Satan. Satan does all of that. Satan is the prince and power of this air. He's a ruler of this universe. This universe that we live in is Satan's territory. Our prayers have to go through that barrage of Satan's barricades to get to the Lord. But my friend, old Satan is a defeated foe once and for all there at the coming of our Lord. He'll be put down, put in this place. I know that. And my friend, it's enjoyable to know that Satan one day will be put down. And I was talking to some folks the other day about heaven. I don't know what heaven will be. Not much. But there won't be no sin there. Won't that be great? And my friend, are you looking forward to that? That's what we're talking about, the second coming, the soon coming, the return of our blessed Lord back to this earth. And we'll be go with him. He said he'll come to receive us, to catch us up. And we'll go there, and it won't be no sin. Won't be no heartaches. Won't be no trials. Won't be no tribulation. Oh, we have many here on this earth, my friend. The old trailblazer has many heartaches, many tribulation, most of you know. And I feel all right, but I want to go home to be with the Lord, don't you? You want to go be home with the Lord? This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Old Peter said, we're just tenters. We just live in them tents. You know, the early folks lived in tents. They were nomads. But, you know, we've cockeyed all of those things, and we've joined ourselves to the world now to see how much we can get and how much all of those things. But today, let's go back to our study. Today, the professing church is making an alliance with the world, and listen, known as a social gospel, and is yielding to the so-called higher criticism of the Bible and theology. And we have these professors who sit in the chair, high chairs of learning there in the seminars and in the theology schools and all of those things. And with this one thought in mind, that the church may be more influential grasp upon the world itself and realize her ambition for rulership. This is satanic to the core. This shows a professing church has been deceived, my friend, blinded, and lost sight of its original ministry and its divine command to make disciples and occupy until the Lord himself returns. The church today, and I mean the professing church, is sold out to the world, lock, stock, and barrel. Every church that I've known of, many, in seeking a pastor, they want someone with high intellectual facilities, and they want someone that can move a crowd, and they want someone that can draw attention, and all of those things. When all time, the Lord called old Peter and Paul and those other fishermen, old fishermen there on the bank of the lake, called old Peter and said, "I'll make you fishers of men." I've mentioned it once or twice. We've had an old man here many years ago. He was an old fisherman. Couldn't read nor write, but the Lord called him and saved him. And in his message, he'd preach once in a while for Pastor Shelton. Once in a while, he'd preach for him. And in his message, he'd say, "Neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? It's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner?" That's the question this morning, my friend, as we go off the air. Are you a sinner? Have you ever seen yourself as a sinner? Have you ever come guilty before the Lord? Another old man that used to preach here, he'd say, "Come clean, come clear, go to hell. Come clean, come clear, go to hell." Oh, my friend, old Trevely is be back tomorrow, remember? We love you, and we'd like to hear from you. You folks, help us with the broadcast a little if you can. Pray for us, would you do that? Help us with the broadcast. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Until tomorrow, may God bless you and yours, my friend.